My first guest today is a curator of the Emerge Festival's art exhibition called Retracing. Her name is Cassandra Laurie, and she is joining me to tell us about this fantastic exhibition of craft and design based on objects that explore Willoughby City. And I have her on the phone with me now to tell us a little bit more about it. Hi, Cassandra.
Hi, Penny.
Thanks for joining me.
No problem.
And I'm really interested in hearing about this because it's a little bit different. It's talking about it really does draw in the artist and the local artist as part of this exhibition. Tell us a little bit about it and what you set out to do.
Okay, well, the exhibition, we're aiming to do with the exhibition is we've come through a period where people have spent a lot more time at home due to, you know, the challenging year that we've had. Yeah. And people, I think, generally are just connecting more with their local area. So we wanted to basically put this exhibition together to not only showcase our local artists and the work that they have been doing this year, but also for the viewer to think about the local area in a different way. So when they're going on maybe on their jog or whatever through different bushland areas or parkland around Willoughby City, they can perhaps start to think about how the area is actually an influence to local artists and how they will put together a piece of work that may not necessarily look as if it's that informed by the local area, because it's not landscape painting that's in the exhibition. It's art and design objects.
Right. Okay, so it looks like you've got, about 20 different artists who are involved in this. Is that right?
It's 12.
12, sorry. So tell us about some of the artists and some of the works that they've done that people are likely to see.
Okay, so one artist is an artist called Jane Guthleben, and she is a local oil painter, and she's actually known for paintings, sort of genre paintings, which she exhibits with M Contemporary, and particularly floral paintings that are about, you know, the local flora in the area. Yeah. And so what she's done for this exhibition is a bit of a departure from her usual practice in oil painting, and she's created an artwork that's made in steel that's like a silhouette of the kind of painting that she might do of a vase of flowers.
Okay.
And then another artist we have is Sairi Yoshizawa, who basically she makes textile artwork. She's very known for her textile artwork, but she creates all natural dyes, and she goes out into, she lives, you know, close to bushland area, but she sort of goes along the edges of parks, you know, areas like, say, back of Willoughby Leisure Centre, and she collects things like bark and leaves, and she uses these to make very beautiful, subtle, natural dyes for her textile artwork.
Oh, wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So where, like, for example, with that piece of work, will that be hanging somewhere in a civic building, or you mentioned, you know, people can see things out and about. Where are they going to be displayed?
The exhibition takes place at Art Space on the Concourse, and
okay.
We will also have some artworks in Willoughby City Council's foyer exhibition space.
Mm-hmm.
All these works will be displayed in those two spaces. But what we have with the exhibition is also an online exhibition component, and that will then allow the viewer to look at these videos that are where the artists are actually virtually taking them on a journey to many of those local areas that have influenced their work, places such as Harold Reed Reserve and Middle Harbour.
Oh, okay. That sounds fantastic. So you mentioned earlier when we first started talking about, you know, this year and how challenging it has been. It has been incredibly challenging for most people. For artists, though, it seems to me, talking to a lot of the creatives on my show, that they've been quite prolific during this period, that it's actually given them a lot more time to indulge in their passions. Have you noticed, or having been working with these artists, that they've said that they've had a very productive period?
That's certainly the case with what I've heard with the local artist community that I work here in Willoughby City.
Yeah.
Is that obviously, yeah, as you say, it's been a challenging time, but it's been a very reflective time for people, and that goes hand in hand with artists and how they, you know, form ideas to create artworks. And certainly our local artists have been definitely very busy, but also at the same time, I think they're just, we're all, even though we're all still being very careful, and that's important, but we're very excited. I know that they're very excited about being part of this exhibition and this opportunity to showcase to, you know, the community.
Absolutely.
What they've been doing.
Yeah, it's been very difficult in that respect to get it out there, unless it's you know, it's on a Zoom call or it's on online. It's very difficult to get people to see your work. So tell us about a couple of the other exhibitors.
Okay, so another local artist, Denise Oates, her work, she's a very well-known sculptor that lives locally, and she exhibits with Stella Downer Gallery, and she makes amazing work that is very influenced by local bushland areas. And in this case, the work is based on Harold Reed Reserve, and she's created this tree-like form that is made from copper. And she just welds, you know, really intricately welded together. It's like a motif of the tree, but it's not, you know, a specific tree. It has almost like a symbolic sense of a tree. But it's you know, life size, so it's kind of taller, just slightly taller than the average viewer.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. That sounds fantastic. So these can all be seen now that you said, as you mentioned, there's two exhibition spaces. So the art space on the concourse. How do people find that?
Okay, so Art Space on the Concourse is inside the Concourse Performing Arts Centre, which is in the heart of the Chatswood CBD. Mm-hmm. So we've got car parking underneath. If you're coming by train, it's just literally, you know, a two-minute walk down from Chatswood Station.
Mm-hmm. And the other space is in the chambers, did you say?
At council.
At council. Yes. So it's in the foyer.
That's right. So it's probably a minute's walk from the train station. It's on 31 Victor Street, and it is in the foyer of Willoughby City Council.
That's fantastic. And when does the exhibition open?
The exhibition opens next Wednesday, the 23rd of September.
Fantastic. And runs through until the 18th of October, I believe.
That's right.
That's wonderful. Look, I thank you so much for joining me, Cassandra, and I wish you lots of luck with the exhibition. I'm sure you'll get a lot of people along to see that.
Thank you so much, Penny.
Thank you for joining me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Cassandra, who is Cassandra Laurie, who's the curator of Emerge Festival's art exhibition, Retracing.